Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Doobie 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 Show. It's Thursday, and I'm awake, and we're doing part two of the What Do We Do About Small Boats thing. So the boffins, well, a lot of them are still here from last week, so that's exciting. Boffins are going to see if they can finish off all of their deep thoughts. And maybe we can get away with finishing this in time and not doing this as a three-parter. So I have consulted the Tomes of Dark Knowledge, and they have informed me that DJ Dex Tyranny cannot actually begin until a song is first chosen. Any song at random, but DJ Deck can't actually do anything until that happens, because in effect, as a deck of cards, he's a differencing engine and there's nothing to difference. So I can choose whatever song I want. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. Okay, I'm splicing this audio in after the fact, after having a little chat with my beloved Susie, who started it with we need to have a little chat. So this whole thing about boat people and small boats, it's meant as irony, because if you'd spend any time with me whatsoever, you'd realize that I'm very leftward leaning. And I'm quite in favour of immigration and all that malarkey. And so the whole thing about a plague or a scourge of boat people, and the attempt was as a humorous outcome, mirroring, aping, if you will, the nonsense rantings of some lunatic bloke from Kent in the UK. So what I'm not going to do is offer a politician's non-apology. So I'm not going to say I'm sorry if ... That's really quite pants. It's like a non-apology. So instead, I'm going to, and again, I've been looking at some of this stuff a bit, and I want to issue a triple lock of contrition. Yes, and I think politicians, if we wanted to seem slightly human or genuine, might want to copy my notes on this one. So I'm going to offer a combined apology, retraction, and clarification to some extent. So apology bit, I'm admitting harm and offence and expressing regret. So if anyone has been listening to this or is about to listen to this, again, the linear nature of time is a bit confusing for me, and sort of feels hurt or thinks that I'm some kind of, I don't know, ranting gammon with a chicken leg in my hand, waving it at things I don't like and shouting and pontificating. And yes, I get that that is quite the stereotype right there. Well, that's not me as far as my intent goes. So I'm sorry for any harm or offence taken. So apology bit. Retraction. Formally withdrawing a statement as untrue or unjustified. Only as much as, again, I was trying for satire, humour-ish. So, I don't know, do I retract it? I didn't mean it, but that's the point of me saying it. Tricky one. I'll have to give that a bit more thought. Migrants are not a scourge or a plague. It's not a fair or factual description. There you go. I take it back. Shouldn't have said it, or, oh man, this is a minefield. And thirdly, clarification. Explain what I meant, usually to reduce misunderstanding. So, that's not what I intended to say. Let me explain it. And this is my explanation. I wasn't calling migrants themselves a plague. I'm just concerned more about how the system is managed there. So yeah, triple lock of contrition. And it would be possibly useful for public, people in the public eye to maybe utilize that kind of approach to seem more human. Maybe, I don't know. Anything else I want to say on that? Which is, just digging a bit deeper. So I was looking for irony, but that only really works if the content makes the contradiction unmistakable. And there, it's a phrase I quite like for the avoidance of doubt, because I quite like doubt. So typically I'll try to avoid it, but in this case it's probably a bad idea. So without this, it was more hyperbole or inflammatory metaphor or even sarcasm, but again, only if it's obvious that I mean the opposite to what I'm saying. And I didn't want anyone coming across this thinking, gosh, GB News have infected a community radio station. Boo, something should be done. So that's that. Anyway, back on with the show. That's it for now. And that was a seamless transition, I tell you. Yes, seamless. So back onto the original broadcast. And that was Cobra by the unlikely pairing of Spirit Box and Megan Thee Stallion. She's a splendid name. I've just noticed that DJ Deck hasn't fully woken up yet, so I can choose any song I like before they come and sort of re-establish their tyranny. So yeah, here's another one.
Yeah.
And that was Blind by Jacob Banks, whose music video portrays some kind of violent cross-country running event. Right, as for this show, I'm quite motivated to get this actual theme finished. Because apparently, after reading my small print, or fine print? The print which is tiny and hard to read, I don't get paid per episode theme, rather than not being paid per actual episode. Which probably makes better sense written down. Right, okay. The Boffins are quite motivated as well to have their say. They are, gnawing at the cage bars to say useful things and stuff. Some of them are now complaining that people might start to miss them. And in response to that, I say, keeping Boffins is more difficult than it sounds. The Boffins are almost always needy and complainy and in some cases bitey, and they never think about all the things that I have to sacrifice to maintain their very, very, very low standard of living. So I think that I should be thanked and applauded for keeping these poor, vulnerable Boffins safe from massive cats. Yes, I think I may be digressing there. First up is Edgy, with an O and a weird cross in it. Edgy, who's coming hot out the gates with their solution to the small boats crisis. They say that we should target the smugglers and not the people. They go on to say that the industry behind small boats is criminal and that police and border forces should be focusing on smuggling networks rather than vulnerable asylum seekers. And in doing so, that would be a much more effective way of dealing with the small boats crisis. So let's have a think about that. Target the smugglers and not the people. That's the plan. Okay. Well, I think that the boat people we need to look out for are the ones gadding about in super yachts, because they're the ones who are smuggling, yeah, unpaid taxes out of the country. So, I agree. Yeah. Target the smugglers and not the people. And then if the sort of police and border forces gave those super rich a bit more of a hard time and said, like, why are you using every legal trick in the book to rob the more poor and vulnerable from like a crust of bread? That's a bit naughty. And then maybe focus their attention on the vulnerable asylum seekers by, I don't know, giving them a blanket or a towel or a hot cup of soup, or maybe not stealing their mobile phone or getting rid of whatever camping equipment they've got so that we don't freeze to death overnight. It does get chilly in France sometimes, all right? So focus on the super rich. I got it. That's a possible solution there. Edgy, I think, yes, you can go now and go and feed your cat who may or may not be hungry. And thank you for playing. And it was a pleasure accommodating you and your bizarre needs. Yes. Right, 10 of spades, according to DJ Deck. So let's find something entirely different for the next song. Burn me out like cuts, fade out when Centralia does, nostrils off of dust, or like veins too many needles touch. If pain is beauty, I'm a pretty bitch. Gone too quiet, now they're whispering. If you blink, then you might miss it. Every hour is a week. I don't need sympathetics, I just need some room to breathe. Do not fucking talk to me, my genetics got me tweaked. Running from myself, I can't blame them when they leave. Starting to believe.
believe there's only one way I can stop it. If pain is beauty, I'm a guillotine. Yeah. You bring the match, I'll bring the curse. Let the gallows set it, suffocate me in my sleep. I don't wanna wake up, all memories all they need. Do not fucking look at me, paranoia got me deep. They say they wanna help, I got y'all like fucking life.
And that jolly ditty was Code Mistake by Corpse and Bring Me the Horizon. Also, I think we've achieved something noteworthy here. Our first boffin in and out within the first 9 minutes of the show. It's got to be worth some kind of reward or award or recognition, accolade, maybe? I don't know. Moving on. Zoilus? Are we running some kind of witness protection scheme here? Does anyone in this below ground processing facility have an actual real sounding name? Zoilus has the answer to the small boats, and it's written right here on this teeny little card. Zoilus says we need to focus on humane deterrence, right? And although the spelling is quite different, that's quite a leap away from the current policy of human deterrence. Yeah, humane, it's got an E at the end, and it makes all the difference. People aren't crossing, says Zoilus, because they like tiny dinghies in winter storms. No, that's not what they like. They're fleeing danger. Policies that are just punitive don't stop crossings. They actually make them riskier. Zoilus goes on to say that coordinated international support in source countries, so that's war zones, countries stricken by poverty or by climate displacement, would address the root cause rather than the symptoms. Yes, we love focusing on the symptoms and ignoring the root cause. So yeah, focus on that. Coordinated international support. Countries, right, and the previous episode, we were discussing maybe using the wooden ships with nice nibbles to try and foster some international coordination and communication. But yeah, coordinated international support to address the root cause. And how is that done? Well, I think this is pretty easy. You hit them on the wallet. If you want someone to stop and they're a corporation or a country, you make it really hard for them to make money from the bad thing that they're doing. So, how's that done? But massive companies and countries, they're all borrowing money to do things, and in this case some of those things are bad. So whoever's lending the money, I think, should be given permission to invoke the bad thing, a protocol, and yeah, if they did a bad thing, that country or that company or whatever, then the lender of money to that organization, whatever, is allowed to switch to a payday loan sort of scheme of interest levels and payments. Yeah, so they've got full permission to charge hundreds of percent on whatever the loan is, rather than whatever the agreed terms were, until the naughty country or company decide out of the goodness of their own heart to stop doing the bad things. But what is a bad thing in terms of war, poverty, climate displacement? So we know what to look for. Well, I think that one's a bit easy as well. Anything that results in a load of displaced people fleeing for their lives could possibly be considered to be a bad thing, yeah? So think of each bullet fired or aid packet blocked as a small seed, and then when it blooms, this small seed grows into a displaced person or family. So, and that's how you know. Something happens in order to make some money, and then people are fleeing for their lives down the line a bit. So, yeah, when that happens, you find out who did the bad thing, hit them with payday loan level interest, and hopefully that should encourage them to do the right thing. Yeah, because it's going to be more expensive to do the bad thing than maybe if they do a good thing and profit from that, and maybe someone could benefit from that thing instead of just them. But last bit on the bottom of the card, it's a bit smudged. If a company or country have got deep coffers, they could ignore payday loan company levels of debt interest. What then? And that isn't an answer, Boffin. That's a question. So I think we may need to think about that a bit more. Zoilus, you've given us a lot to think about. And that limp may or may not be feigned. It might be a real limp. Hard to say from this distance. You are far, far away over there. But Zoilus, off you go. You are free. And thank you for your extended stay in our lovely facility. And I hope that you've learnt from this. Right, next card is a Joker. Huzzah! A local band for local people. Let me see what I can find.
She's crumbling in a darkness praying she would slip away. Thank you.
to start speaking there as it's slowly fading out, but probably now. That was Jaded Jester with their track Fade Away from their debut album, Icarus. Val, who's in charge, I think, yeah, more than the rest of them, says the following. It would mean a lot to you to us if you could give it a listen, and if you like it, share it about a bit so we can make a full fiver, hopefully this year, and treat ourselves to a couple of cornettos. So, pick your streaming platform. Yep, there's a massive, diverse sort of offering of different streaming platforms, so pick one of them. Search for the band Jaded Jester and their album Icarus, and click play a couple of times. Maybe play the whole thing at night. When you go to bed, just leave it on play and leave it on low so the cats can enjoy it as well. Why not? I mean, you're not doing anything with your speakers then, so why not give some airtime to a band that deserves it, and then if enough of you all do the same thing, then hopefully one day the band may amass enough shavings of one pence to eventually afford one whole ice cream, which they can share between themselves. It is a dream I have. Anyway, all this talk of shavings of a penny, it doth butter no parsnips. So let's move swiftly on to our next boffin, who's called Logan. Hello, Logan. Yes, he's over there. He looks a little diminished, but he's still fighting fit. Hooray. Hooray for you, Logan. Well done. He's very concerned about the small boats in his local pond. There's a park that he likes to stroll around with his canine companion. And Logan says that he's not very fond of the boats because they are scaring the ducks. So his suggestion to the local boat problem, or the small boat problem, small local boat? Local small boat. The problem, anyway, is to, stop the boats, really. Stop them from being in the pond, and then the ducks won't be scared by the boats, and that should solve it. I'm not sure if he's going for an analogy there, if it's a bigger scenario than just stop the boats, sort of protect the feelings of the ducks. But that's what he says. So that's what I'm saying to you. I've read his little card. Stop the boats in his local pond, and then all the ducks will be less stressed. That's kind of it. I don't know, Logan, if you're deliberately missing the point there, or if it's actually a very grave concern of yours. I think maybe you should stay with us for a little longer. I'm bored of the scoring system now. You're either staying or you're not. And I'm afraid, Logan, you're staying. Rejoice. Another, maybe up to a week of free accommodation and at my expense. Yeah. So, well done, I suppose. I mean, everyone's a winner. Woo! DJ Deck is glaring at me and saying the next song is an Ace of Hearts. And I can't quite remember what picture cards do. So I will just figure that out. See you at the other side. Just too rough, and things
hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough. And things go wrong no matter what I do. Now and then I feel like life is just too much. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
Do love a good fade. And that was the wondrous 1986 track You Got the Love, which is the love child resulting from the union between Candy Staten and The Orbit. Yes, I know that Florence and her infernal contraption had a good old try at redoing this song, but in my humble opinion, no humility here, the original makes all their efforts worthless, and I can here's some of you going, no, not Florence. She's a saint, living saint. Don't say that about Florence. Well, it's my opinion. And my voice seems to be the only one in the room. So might is right. Yes, so it is. Anyway, on with the show. Parker has something to say about the small boat crisis. And specifically about legal migration routes, which sounds fascinating just on its own. But he goes on in tiny little crayon scribbles to say that if the UK were to offer safe, legal ways for people to seek work or asylum, then fewer would risk life-threatening crossings. So less small boats. Good for the right-wing shouty people and good for people risking life and limb to get over here. Countries that combine legal access with enforcement see far fewer dangerous journeys. So he hasn't put any citations, but the little card for him to put his answers is quite small. So, okay, I'm assuming that there's some evidence to back this up. So less dangerous journeys, good, and then people getting across the pond via legal routes, state sanctioned, everyone's happy. I mean, if the government back it, then I'm sure some companies can make some money out of it. So win-win-win, and then people, they're actually people, can come across safely and legally and seek work or asylum. Sounds good. Yeah, why don't we do that? So, Parker, you're free to go. Well done. Enjoy the rest of your life. And thank you for joining us on this part of your journey. Hooray. I think we're running out of boffins this week. So the plan is to do maybe another song or two, some AI poetry, and then you're free. You can have your attention back to devote it to other more pressing concerns. But for now, DJ Deck is pointing at a King of Spades. So, full transparency. I keep writing down what the cards actually mean from DJ Deck, and then I can't remember where I put it. So each time I'm having to reinterpret the rules as such, which on one hand is quite chaotic, but on the other, it keeps it fresh and sort of bubbling along. No, vital. I don't know. Some words that sound positive and energetic. Here we go. Well, we bop a doodle, she's my baby. We bop a doodle, don't be neighbor. We bop a doodle, she's my baby. We bop a doodle, don't be neighbor. We bop a doodle, she's my baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that the she's my baby. Got that beat. She's the woman with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that deals the money. Be-bop-a-doodle, she's my baby. Be-bop-a-doodle, don't need me. Be-bop-a-doodle, she's
thank you very much. Thank you. I'm kind of nervous here. That's a song called Bebopalula. Here's one of our brand new records called High Blood Pressure. Goes like this.
So that was Gene Vincent and band with a track called Bebopalula, which is a live recording from the Town Hall Party in 1958, which was a while back. It can be best described as pure greaser rocket fuel. Next up, we've got our AI poetry section. Poetry being the only border that humans haven't yet tried to militarize. So, first up is a poem called Crossing. So, in the black throat of the channel, a small boat carries more than bodies, more than names. It carries hunger, war still ringing in the ears, cities turned to ash, and the quiet decision that death at sea might be kinder than death at home. Above them, Britain glows like a promise. Told too many times, a lighthouse blurred by paperwork and suspicion. Nicely put. On shore, men in suits speak of numbers, of flows and waves, as if people were weather and not flesh. But in that boat, a child grips a sleeve and does not know what crisis means. Only cold, only water, only the trembling hope that somewhere a door will open instead of another wall. And the sea, indifferent, keeps swallowing the space between desperation and arrival. Next up, paper shores. They arrive soaked through, not just with seawater, but with the weight of places that broke them. A man holds his life in a plastic bag, passport softened, photographs bleeding ink, proof that he existed before he became a headline. On the coast, the air smells of salt and judgment. Questions fall like rain. Why here? Why now? Why you? As if survival requires an appointment, and somewhere behind the fences, Britain watches itself in the mirror of the sea, trying to decide whether mercy is still allowed. And finally, we've got the crossing noise. The boat is quiet, except for breathing, except for prayers spoken into sleeves. But the world above is loud. Politicians sharpen words until they cut. Newspapers build storms out of fear. Strangers argue over strangers they will never meet. Crisis, they say, again and again, until the word means nothing, except a problem to be solved. But out there, in the dark water, a woman counts waves like seconds. A child dreams of a room with warmth, and the sea keeps asking its simple question. How much hope can you carry before you sink? So, that's the AI poetry section. And a little bit emotive, I'm not going to lie. Right. How are we doing for time? Right. DJ Deck is going to give us one more song, and then I'll think of something to do in the remainder of the show. So, DJ Deck is saying community chess card, which is yet another joker. Again, Christmas was bountiful in filling out DJ Deck's flagging collection of cards. We've got Uno cards, we've got community chest. I think there's something out of Cluedo. Yeah, it's all good. So, yeah, the equivalent of a joker. So I'll see if I can find another local track. Back in a minute. We'll be right back. And that was the correct remix of the track Higher by local artist NB Mix, who lived down a couple of roads along from Summerfield Glimpses. And with that, I kind of need to make a bit of an apology here, but I'm going to go for a politician's apology, see what you think. It's the track I was trying to play last week, but all I had to go on was an Instagram link, and ultimately I got a bit lost and played the wrong remix of the song by the wrong artist. Okay, apology time. Mistakes were made, and if the mistake that was made you personally sad, then I'm sure that you'll get over it once you've shed a tear and moved on. See what I did there? That was no apology whatsoever. Awful. Boo. Bad show. Also, I'm showing my age here a bit and my introvertism. But as an aging introvert, Instagram makes no sense to me at all. Back in my day, everything to do with IT involved lots and lots of screaming sounds. You think I'm making this up? Well, here's the ZX Spectrum. Oh, hold on, converting. Think an Xbox, but powered entirely by Steam. So here's the ZX Spectrum loading screen noisings for the game Jetpack. I kind of had to stop that there. There's many minutes of this game loading, and life's too short. Still don't believe me? Alright, well, here's the kind of tortured screaming that we all had to put up with every time we wanted to connect to the internet via dial-up. So that might help explain what all those strange noises are in the subsequent Terminator movie sequels. I think I'm going to ramble to a close here. So I'm going to now invoke the name of Roy Batty out of the film Blade Runner. Do androids dream of electric sheep? And yeah, he monologues so elegantly in Blade Runner the following, and sorry in advance for the background noise. In the film, it was actually raining cats and dogs at the time, so very noisy. Here you go.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears.
Gosh darned. Rutger Hauer, Vangelis, visionary filmmaking. That film still gives me the tingles. Right, so, I'm not comparing myself very well, but yeah, I created dodgy HTML code to use on MySpace. I even generated a thingy so I could get loads of MySpace friends. For the band I was in back in the day, ages ago, I watched with interest as Napster ripped apart the stranglehold previously enjoyed by the record labels. I played around with the insane yet technically flawed concept of a Gatling proxy. All these things back in the day. And I think, yeah, fully rambling to a close, like, get to a point here, drumster. I'm going to just finish on tonight's final track, which is Metallica versus Napster as satire. Enjoy, and see you next week. Bye.
Like, good afternoon, my name is, you know, like, Lars Ulrich from Metallica. I worked for years to get where I am today. Years and years of playing clubs and recording demo tapes. Me and my buddy, like, James Hetfield here, have shed blood, sweat, and motherfucking beer to get where we are today.
Beer! Good!
And now we're fucking wealthy beyond, you know, like, belief. I mean, the other day was, like, obvious to me how much money we have because our bassist, you know, like, motherfucking Jason Newsted bought his very first gold-plated Ferrari, and the fucking thing came with, you know, like, a crew of naked Filipino sex slaves and this Mexican houseboy, all free, just because he's from Metallica, you know? That's fucking rich, man. So where was I? Oh, yeah, all you post-pubescent boys who have bought, like, our albums and our T-shirts and our concert videos and
T-shirts! Good!
Yeah, T-shirts. You loyal fans who, like, bang your heads at our concerts and pay, like, $200 for a ticket, $20 for, like, a CD, like, $50 for a Metallica T-shirt, and, like, $100 for a genuine Metallica cock ring. You're all fucking awesome, and we'll never forget you. You fucking made us rich. You fucking made us popular. You got us under the cover of, you know, like, Kerrang magazine. I worship you. You, the Metallica fan.
Beer. Good.
Unless you download it until it sleeps from Napster. Then you're going to motherfucking jail. You're motherfucking meat. You'll be some fat, greasy, tattooed bastard's buttery cornhole. Who do you think you are? I mean, just, you know, because you, like, made us rich, you think you can get free stuff? Songs that we spent upwards of, you know, like, 24 to 48 hours writing and recording? I mean, James blew up for you. He ignited into a fiery inferno for you people.
Fire bad! Fire bad!
Our team of lawyers and researchers have your names, and we're gonna hunt you down like the table scrap pilfering grab asses you are.
Grab asses bad!
So to conclude, rock on, Metallica fans! We'll see you on tour this summer! And you Napster users, we'll see you in jail getting gang raped!
Money good! Napster